This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, AMET's Chancellor's late wife foundation donates 100,000 to provide breast and cervical cancer screening, and E-Cap siblings to appear in court for murder of brother. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. At a notable handover event on the 18th of August 2025 at Moses Mabhida Stadium, Mangosuthu University of Technology received a generous 100,000 donation from the Zoda Zungu Foundation, pledged by MUT Chancellor Sandile Zungu during the 2024 annual fundraising dinner to support a crucial breast and cervical cancer screening project. Honoring the late Zodwa Zungu, the event emphasized gratitude and the urgent need for action against prevalent and preventable cancers, especially given the MUT's predominantly female demographic aged 18 to 45 who are most at risk. The initiative aims to raise awareness and improve early diagnosis through targeted screenings and a sustainable peer wellness champion program, ultimately fostering a healthier, informed community and potentially expanding to the broader public outreach. Dr. Connie Israel, MUT Executive Director IA, expressed deep appreciation for the foundation's support, highlighting its invaluable role in advancing the transformative health efforts. In other news, the police in Mkanduli, Eastern Cape, have arrested two brothers for the murder of their 39-year-old elder brother, who they accused of raping their 15-year-old niece. The incident occurred after the three arrived home from a local tavern on Saturday night, when the two young brothers allegedly tied up and locked their elder brother in a rendezvous. He was found dead the next morning. The suspects are expected to appear in court on Monday and they are charged with murder. And finally, useveze ukungenami kwakhe umlingisi uKhabonina Qubeka ngendlela okuphele ngayo indawo yakhe ngesikhathi kugoqwa isizini yesibili yomdlalo uShaka Ilembu ngesonto. UKhabonina obelingisa indawo kendlovukazi uNtombazi uthe uphoxekile ngokuvezwe kulo mdlalo, njengoba isiphetho esiveziwe ngumlingisi akade enguye sisuswa okuningi futhi akusona lesi agcine esishuthile yena. Uthe ukuzinikela kwakhe kulo mdlalo eshutha iziqephu zokugcina yingoba wayebonisa ubukhulu bendlovukazi, kodwa akukho azokwenza njengoba kungaveziwanga kuthelevishini. Iningi lababukeli balo mdlalo elibhale enkundleni iX liveze ukuthi belingalindele ukufa kwendlovukazi kalula ngalolu hlobo. Belilindele ukuthi ilwe futhi isebenzise amandla ayo okuthakatha ukuzivikela. Kula uKhabonina eveze khona lo mbono wakhe nakuvumile ukuthi lokhu okwenzekile uyabona kubacasulile abalandeli bakhe. UKhabonina ube ngomunye wabalingisi abashayelwa ihlombe kulo mdlalo ngezinga lokulingisa kwakhe le ndawo eyadonsa amehlo ababukeli kusuka ngesizini yokuqala kuze kube ifinyelela esiphethweni. Kwenzeka lokhu nje abakwa Multi-Choice The Bomb Production basanda kumemezela ukuthi sekuqaliwe ukushuthwa kwisizini yesithathu nekungeyokugcina yalo mdlalo nezoqala ukukhonjiswa ngonyaka ozayo.
Esivukile inkosi yabathethwa.
Kangazi ukuthi liyofika lolu suku.
Aya, niyeke.
Yothi into emqoka manje. Ukuthola inkosi yethu.
A recap of our top story this hour. The MUT's Chancellor's late wife foundation donates 100,000 to provide breast and cervical cancer screening, and the ECAP siblings to appear in court for murder of their brother. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 3 o'clock. Reporting live on MET Radio News Desk, I am Qhakazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.